Earlier today, Theresa May sent a letter to the European Commission requesting an extension to the March 29th date for the UK to leave the European Union until the new deadline she's hoping for, the 30th of June. Essentially, more time to get her withdrawal agreement passed by the House of Commons. In a moment, we'll be hearing from our correspondents. But first, let's hear some of what Mrs. May had to say to MPs in the House of Commons during Prime Minister's questions in the last hour.
On Thursday, the House voted in favour of a short extension if the House had supported a meaningful vote before this week's European Council. The motion also made it clear that a longer extension would oblige the United Kingdom to hold elections to the European Parliament. Mr. Speaker, I do not believe such elections would be in anyone's interests. The idea that 3 years after voting to leave the EU, the people of this country should be asked to elect a new set of MEPs is, I believe, unacceptable. It would be a failure to deliver on the referendum decision that this House said it would honour.
The long way to go, and what the Prime Minister is saying must be heard. The Prime Minister.
I have therefore this morning written to President Tusk, the President of the European Council, informing him that the UK seeks an extension to the Article 50 period until the 30th of June. Copies of the letter are being placed in the libraries of the House. The government intends to bring forward proposals for a third meaningful vote. If that vote is passed, the extension will give the House time to consider the withdrawal agreement bill. If not, the House will have to decide how to proceed. But as Prime Minister, I am not prepared to delay Brexit any further than the 30th of June.
Theresa May fighting talk. Well, the Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn reminded the House of Commons that today marked 1,000 days since the referendum on Brexit.
We are still legally due to leave the European Union in 9 days' time. Months of running down the clock and a concerted campaign of blackmail, bullying and bribery has failed to convince the House. Or the country that her deal is anything but a damaging national failure and should be rejected. They've run out of time. They've run out of ideas. People, Mr. Speaker, all over this country are anxious and frustrated with this government's utter inability to find a way through the crisis. If the Prime Minister cannot get changes to her deal, will she give the people a chance to reject the deal and change the government?
Jeremy Corbyn there will hear the briefest of statements from the government. The government will consider recent developments, including the Prime Minister's letter, at its cabinet meeting this afternoon. That cabinet meeting is, we believe, underway. Let's talk to Fiona Mitchell in London. And Fiona, we're going to thread through the choreography of this morning. Theresa May still very much in the House of Commons and in that letter to the European Council or the European Commission, wedded to her withdrawal agreement as the solution to get the UK out of Europe in an orderly way.
Absolutely, Christopher. But as has been pointed out by many people over the course of this morning, yesterday Theresa May appeared to be wedded to the idea of a short extension and then with the option to extend even longer. Of course, that had all changed by this morning, and Downing Street was briefing journalists that no, Mrs. May had decided that she would be looking for a short extension. We didn't know the exact details until she took to her feet in the House of Commons, but she announced, really as we would have expected, that she was looking for that delay to June 30th. Now, a lot of speculation, of course, that came from pressure from backbenchers in her own party who were very, very angered at the prospect of a longer extension to any Brexit date. Talk yesterday of 2 years absolutely horrified many Brexiteer MPs, and of course a very difficult cabinet meeting for Theresa May yesterday morning as well. So of course what had been strategy yesterday then appears to have changed today. Very, very angry and rowdy scenes in the House of Commons during Prime Minister's questions today when Theresa May made that formal announcement and then released that letter that she had sent to Donald Tusk, pointing out that she did not believe that the UK should be running MEPs in a European election almost 3 years, she said, after the majority of the British public had voted for Brexit. She had some harsh words for Parliament, harsh words for MPs, saying that they had indulged themselves for too long over the issue of Europe, and she said now was the time to face up to the consequences of their decisions. Well, you can imagine the reaction that got from MPs, particularly those who feel that Theresa May has not handled this entire process very well. So, as I say, very angry, very rowdy scenes.
Let's get some thoughts from our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Tony, this letter has arrived in Brussels, but already Reuters Newswire saying the European Commission opposing extending membership to the 30th of June, almost, if you like, a rebuff straight away.
Well, it's important to qualify the fact that the Commission is something of an onlooker at this point, because the letter is to the Member States, to Donald Tusk, the President of the Council. And we can just go through the letter, because it's kind of interesting how she frames this request for an extension. She's made it clear that the government had made several attempts to, or two attempts at least, to get the withdrawal agreement through the House of Commons. And then she wanted to bring the withdrawal agreement back for a third time, but ran into that problem of the Speaker, John Bercow, and his insistence that it could only come back for a third time if the agreement had been fundamentally different, not just in terms of wording, but in terms of substance. Now, interestingly, in the letter, she says that some MPs had interpreted that as meaning there would have to be a further change to the withdrawal agreement. And that meant she found this impossible to call a vote in advance of the European Council. So essentially she's admitting that the EU is not prepared to countenance any further concessions or any further change to the withdrawal agreement. But what she is doing in this letter is she's asking the European Council to approve the Strasbourg deal. In other words, these extra legally binding additions that she agreed with Jean-Claude Juncker in Strasbourg last Monday. And that if the EU, the European Council, formally approved those supplementary documents, then that would make the withdrawal agreement substantially different, and it would allow her to bring it back to the House of Commons for a third vote. And, you know, that would meet the requirements of the Speaker. She also mentioned that she was going to bring further domestic proposals which would reflect what's going on with the DUP. These would be some kind of commitments to the DUP to, quote, protect our internal market, given the concerns about the backstop. So she's pointing out that she's bringing forward this legislation as well. And in the round, she would hope that this would be enough for her to get the withdrawal agreement voted on next week. And not only that, approved next week. So in that case, she would just need some time before the end of June to put the necessary legislation through the House of Commons. The European Commission's reservations, which have been made quite public now because Jean-Claude Juncker spoke to Theresa May this morning and warned her about a June the 30th extension date, the Commission's reservations are that member states themselves, some of them have been getting extra European Parliament seats, like Ireland, we're getting two extra seats, and they will need to know in advance of those elections whether or not they are going to be fielding candidates in extra seats. And if the delay goes to the end of June, then that complicates the whole exercise of the European Parliament election. So those are the Commission's reservations and objections to this.
Tony Connolly, we'll leave it there.